I hope that you're not satisfied with what you got this morning. And it's just being Sunday, and we got two or three nights to go. But I'm afraid, Brother Mike, we got a lot of God's people living off of last week's blessings. God loves us, and I believe every time we come into His house that He wants to share us with blessings. John chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto Him, I know that the Messiah is come, which called Christ, which He is come, He will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. And upon this came His disciples, and marveled that He talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come see a man, which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto Him. In the meanwhile His disciples prayed Him, saying, Master, eat. But He said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought Him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look into the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathered fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labor, and ye are entered into their labors. Verse 39 is our text. Verse tonight, the Bible says, And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Him for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto Him, they besought Him that He would tarry with them, and He abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of His own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard Him ourselves, and know that this indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Lord, our most gracious Heavenly Father, we love You tonight. Lord, I ask You, Lord, to help me. You know my heart tonight. Lord, I want to be an encouragement to Your people. Lord, I want them to understand that I believe that we're losing one of the things that the old-time churches really enjoyed and that God loves. And God, thank You so much for everything You do for us each day. And Lord, thank You for this church. Thank You for the good singing we've heard tonight. Lord, we need a touch from heaven tonight. God, we ask You to help us. We'll give You all the praise and all the glory in Your Son's name. Amen. If you know the story here, most of you do. If you've been in church a long time, this woman's a Samaritan. They didn't have nothing to do with the Jews, but she went to the well, and Jesus is there. Hey. And if she's like the rest of us, we wasn't looking for Him when He found us. Hey, but she's went there and she's found the Lord. Hey, and the Lord has changed her life and done something for her that only Lord can do. And now she has went through the city telling everybody about what the Lord has done. And the Bible said there, and many of the Samaritans of the city believed on Him. for the saying of the woman which testified. I looked that word up today, Brother Mike. That word many means countless, innumerable. In other words, you and I will never know this side of glory. Because this woman was at the well, she got saved by the grace of God, and then she went testifying, telling people what God had done for her, and they believed on what she said, and they came to know Jesus Christ. So here's my thought tonight. When are we going to start testifying? Hey, when are we going to start testifying? I thought back, Brother Mike, today. I don't know. I think it was March. I was down here. Come over here on a Wednesday night. I believe it was your daughter-in-law who sung a couple songs. God moved in. People started testifying. But this is what I was thinking about. Now, I'm from Eastern Kentucky. All is old, okay? But that's been 6 months. Now, I don't know. Me and your pastor's close friends, we talk a whole lot. But now listen, is that the last time you had one of those services? 6 months? I'm like the brother. I love what he said there. Hey, shame on us. We come to the house of God and we won't stand up and brag on God what He's done for us. Hey, now I'm going to get in the middle of it here now. You know those ball games is on yesterday? You know, you turn over at them ball games and whether it's Alabama, Georgia, whatever, they all got the makeup on for them, you know, whatever. You know what they're doing? They're testifying who they're associated with. Hey, when are you and I going to start associating with the one that saved us? Hey, when are we going to start testifying about what God's done for us? God's way behind on getting His due praise. And you know why? Because you and I are way behind on giving it to Him. Hey, shame on us that we won't come to the house of God and thank Him for how good He's been to us. Since I've been here since March, I'm Papaw now. I didn't know that you do stupid things, Steve, when you become Papaw. We was down to the cattle sale Friday night, Steve, and they had her down there, and my wife said, "Donnie, be quiet, there's a lot of people standing around here." I just had her in my arms. I was going crazy with her, you know. Some of you all got them. Y'all hear me say this? Do any of y'all get tired when them grandbabies get up in your lap and say, "I love you, Papa"? No. Matter of fact, most time when they come in, you say, "Come here." Because you know what they're going to do. I think that's what God does when we come in. He said, "Come here. Hey, I want to hear about it. Hey, what I've done for you." But most of the time, we come in and sit down on the church. Hey, we're enduring church. We're not enjoying church. It's what we're doing. Hey, son, you're looking at somebody that God's being good to. Hey, your pastor knows more about me than you all do. Like the brother said, hey, if y'all know some of the things about me, God knows about me, you wouldn't probably sit here and listen to me. Hey, but I'm glad I'm not the one I used to be. Hey, I'm saved by the grace of God. Hey, y'all know a little bit of my testimony, 42 years old, nothing but a drunk and a dope head. I'm not proud of that. But boy, I'm glad I ain't that. Hey, I went home that Sunday evening. I said this, I took and went in there. I got my dope and poured it in the toilet. Got my alcohol, and I've never, by the grace of God, had to want to touch it, my back. I mean, some people say, you know, well, I don't go in a liquor store. It don't bother me because I ain't got no desire to have it. And that's because of the grace of God. But I said many a time on that day, my wife got a brand new husband, and my daughter got a brand new daddy. And I didn't have nothing to do with it. It was all Jesus Christ. But they said many on that day received. Hey, the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." In the books of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, "You shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost hath come upon ye, and you shall be witness unto me." John the Baptist testified to Andrew. Then Andrew testified to Peter, saying, "We have found the Messiah." Hey, Let me tell you what old-fashioned testimony does. It still gets the job done. Hey, it still stirs the saints of God. Hey, it still moves sinners. Now listen to me. Could it be the reason we don't see sinners move and get saved by the grace of God anymore is because the saints of God ain't excited over what Jesus has done for them? They see us come in and sit down like it's just a regular thing on Sunday. We're out of obligation. We come to that. Now, I said we right there. I'm as guilty as anybody sometimes. I'm way behind on thanking him too, Brother Mike. Hey. And they say, they coming over here 4 times a week? And wasting their gas for this? Hey. But if we'd be excited about coming to the house of God, I believe they'd be excited about what we got. Hey. See, we excited about them ball games yesterday. I might kill it. You don't understand, brother. The guy we got coming in next year, he can hit 7 out of 10 3-pointers. I growed up some boys in Eastern Kentucky. If you gave them 10 apples, they could knock. 10 apples, they could knock. 10 rocks, they could knock 7 apples out of the tree. What I'm saying, what's that got to do with it? We got people dying going to hell. I mean, well, what's a ball game? It's just a ball game. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy it just as good as anybody. But it's a ball game. We come into the house of God. It's about the Lord. And we ought to be excited about it. Hey. Hey. We should testify in the church, Psalm 150, praise God, in His sanctuary. Acts chapter 8, I believe it is, and when they had testified and preached the Lord, as Psalm 105, verse 4 says, listen, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, now listen, make known His deeds among His people, talk of His wonderful works. Hey. The Bible says that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. So in other words, when we come in with a thankful heart, turn to 2 Chronicles, we're going there in just a minute. Hey, when we come in with a thankful heart, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, I believe it is. When we come in with a thankful heart, and we come in and brag on the Lord, you know what that means? The Lord sits down in amongst us. Hey. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1. Now this is about the temple. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated. And the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Now, just a minute, we're going to stop. Y'all got a beautiful place here. God's blessed you. But from everything I understand and read about that, the temple mount, it is a lot more beautiful than this. This place don't hold a candle to it, as I was saying. Hey. But if I understand that, and we're going on down there in just a minute, that, from what I see, that didn't impress God much. Look what he said down there in verse 13. He said, it came even to pass as the trumpets and the singers were as one to make one sound and to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they had lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord saying, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Listen now, if you missed the rest of it, read the rest of this verse. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Hey. Verse 14, so that priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. In other words, all that stuff they had dedicated to and everything, like I say, it didn't impress God much. But when God's people stood and gave God His thanks and His due praise, the Bible said that's when the power of God fell. Hey. Now, let me go back to what I said about sinners not getting saved. We do realize if the house of God, if the Lord, the Holy Spirit don't move, they're not getting saved. It still takes Holy Ghost conviction. Hey. Now listen, I was thinking about this morning, I mean, good people loving on people and all that, shaking it. Hey, but we need to be loving on God. But could it be any better week if we just had one? The Bible said many. Many received aid. Because one woman testified. Hey, wouldn't it be worth coming over y'all all week if just one person got saved by the grace of God? If just one person got saved by the grace. Hey, we should do it in the church. Hey, we should do it in a community. I'm going to tell you, I ain't never told you this, preacher. He knowed I was in Indiana last week. Me and the pastor went out to breakfast Wednesday morning and met another one of me in the church, Brother Mike. We went in and sat down and eat, and there's another table right over here had seven or eight men. I'm talking about Indiana. I don't know none of them. Pastor didn't know some of them. But this boy sitting here in front of us, he knowed a few of them. He started pointing out to them, you know, this one goes to the Baptist church over here. Well, about the time our food come, one of these guys got up and come around and sat down right there, and he said, "Boys, y'all do know God's good, don't you?" We said, "Yeah." He began to tell us, Brother Beck. Now, I'm talking about testifying in your community. He began to tell us, he said, I just got to tell you this. And as he started to tell us, tears started running down both eyes. If God don't let me walk out of here now, I'm telling you this happened. Tears started running down both eyes. He said, 3 weeks ago, before school started, he said, my daughter's a teacher. She is laying over in a hospital bed. My granddaughter was fixing to start her first day of school. Said that my daughter was tore all to pieces. She's in the hospital, not going to be able to go with her, not to the first day of school or get her ready. He said, and some of us at the church went over and prayed with her and stuff. He said, and the nurse come in and she was crying and she was tore up. I mean, this man sitting here, I mean, tears run there telling us this. He said, and the nurse asked her what's wrong. She said, I mean, she's got tubes in her. He said, I'd just like to go home today. I'm tired of this. I'd like to go home. He said, nurse walked out, said, I'll talk to the doctor. Of course, we all know how that is. We might know in 3 days if we're going home. Hey. He said about 30 minutes later, she walked in, she started taking them tubes out. Said, the doctor said, you're going home today. Hey. Then he said, he began to tell us, he said, next week is fall break up there. He said, my daughter and my granddaughter is going with a girl she works with and one of their daughters. She's taking them to Disney World. You know what that guy doing? He didn't know us. He was testifying how good God was in the community. Hey. Like I said, hey. Now let me say something. If we won't come in here among God's people and brag on the Lord, we're not going out there and doing it. We're not going out there telling how good God is, Brother Mike, if we can't get up in God's house and with God's people and brag on the Lord. Hey. Psalm 78. Hey, we should testify in our church, in our community, and this is the one I really love. Psalm 78. Testify in our church, in our community, and to our children. Psalm 78, verse 3. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have what? Told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and His strength and His wonderful works that He had done. For He established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, listen, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. He says, listen, you better tell your children how good God is. He said, you better tell your children, Brother Mike, everything where you lay down tonight, the house you're in, how good God is. He said, that vehicle you get in and drive over here, brother, you better tell people how good God is. I'll never forget, Brother Mark, where you at? I was sitting in a blind one day, Brother Ken hunting with my daughter. She was about 9 years old. It was a cool morning. We was talking about cool spell there. One of them mornings, you know, when you breathe that, you see that fog or breath come out of your mouth. And I said, Brother Ken knows I've got a couple of good deer I killed with a gun. I said, it's about like this that morning I killed that deer that I began. And the Holy Ghost said, won't you tell her what when I come into your life? Now, what are you saying, preacher? They know about the, for us men, hey, they know about the deers we kill, about the fish we catch. And ladies, I ain't no lady, so it might be a shopping mall, I don't know, or where to buy the best shoes. Hey, but when are we going to start telling them the best thing that happened to us was Jesus Christ? Hey, they know about all the other stuff, hey, but we ain't never told them about what Jesus Christ, when He come into our life. Hey, the Bible said you better let them know.
Yes, sir.
You better tell about them, hey, how good God is and what God's done. Hey, I'll give you three or four things. I'm not going to be able to testify about. We can testify about God's grace. Hey, the Bible tells us, hey, for by grace that we're saved, Brother Mike. It's not of ourselves. Hey. We could go around telling people about the grace of God and the mercy of God. We could go on and on. You talking about Ken, Brother Ken knows. I mean, like I said, he knows. Hey, you're looking at somebody before I was even saved, Brother Mike. God was good to me and showed me mercy and grace. Some of you know I worked in the coal mines 28 years. Hey, I got covered up one time. There's about that much of my boot sticking out, and that was all. Now, my mom and daddy, when I was little, listen to me, kids, we had a drug problem, okay? I was drugged to church on Wednesday. I was drugged to church on Sunday. I was drugged to church on Sunday night. So when I was laying on that rock, I know there's a heaven or hell, and I was probably going to hell. Now, God showed me grace and mercy. He had a plan down the road that I knew nothing about. But I know if I didn't make it outside, I was going to hell. And let me say something. I'm going to finish this about testifying, but if you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says for us not to boast on tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. Sunday morning before last, I went to church in my home church, and I was sitting there. My wife was at work, and my phone was going crazy, and I just happened to get up and go outside. And she said, I need you to go over to Mom and Dad's. She said, my first cousin, their family, real close, she said, has killed over with a heart attack. I'm talking about 49-year-old. Got up, to beat all. The Saturday night before, he was down to a funeral home, another guy in the church there, Brother Mike. He was going to sing Sunday at that boy's funeral. This boy sings in church. But God said, no, you ain't going to say, don't boast yourself on tomorrow. Hey, we don't know, but won't we get to testifying about God's grace and mercy, how good He is to us? You know what I wonder sometimes? Has God ever done anything for any of us? Any of us, including me. Hey. I go back to what I said about my daughter a while ago. How about some of the people we work with? Do they even know that we're saved people? Hey. I left one out a while ago because I'm trying to move on. We can testify with our conversation. That's our walk. Hey. Are we ashamed of the Lord? Hey. We need to be testifying about the Lord. Like I say, His grace. Hey, we can testify about God's gift, His Son. Hey, that He sent to die in your place and my place. Hey, that you and I would not have to go to a devil's hell. Hey. Now listen. Testimony ought to be short. If you notice there, what she said, I'm not going back to John. I'm about done. It's short. It's in verse 29 of the text we read. It ought to be sweet. But number one of all, it ought to be about the Savior. Let me back up here just a second. You know what? How come I believe we don't? Because the devil and the flesh is controlling us and still the inner man. That flesh will say, well, I'm going back to what like Wednesday night a few months ago, man. That flesh will say, well, you just testified 6 months ago. What's so-and-so going to say if you stand up and testify again? Who cares what they think? We testifying to God. We ain't worried about what they think. And let me say this real quick. If they do think something's wrong, maybe the other one needs some help. Hey, maybe God ain't never done nothing for them. Hey. Listen. Said many. I'm done. I got three little things here. Many, many. I told you what that meant. Hey. I wonder if we get back in our I've not been in this 14 years, Brother Mike, and I've seen it in Baptist churches, how it's went that people come in, get up and brag on God, and anymore, like I say, you just about have to pump them and prime them to get them to say anything about the Lord. And used to, I'll even go back when I told you when I was little and I got drugged to church all the time. Son, them old saints of God, son, they bring a house down on praising God and thanking God. But it's getting to be a thing in our churches that we're not doing it. Hey. And if we want God to meet with us, we got to get back to church and making it about God and testifying about God. Now listen. Preacher, I don't know what you're going to do. I got three little things here. My whole thing tonight was to educate you about what the Bible says about testifying. It's biblical. It's our God-given right to testify about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey. Secondly, it's not only to educate you, but to encourage you. Yeah. Y'all are loving on each other this morning and all this. The Bible says how we know we have passed from death unto life is we love the brethren. But how about those that are in our church houses that don't know the Lord? How are they going to ever know it if we don't start bragging on the Lord? Hey. Like I say, they got to know what we got is real and it's exciting. Hey, I'll tell everybody everywhere I go, Brother Mike, the last 14 years has been the best 14 years of my life. You look at somebody and ain't got no sad stories. God's been good to me, buddy. Hey. God's blessed me beyond measure. Hey. Now, to educate you, to encourage you, and lastly, to enlist you. I just wonder this week. The reason I said that earlier about living on yesterday's blessings of last week, right? Is that little touch of Holy Ghost and wind blow through you this morning? Is that all we want out this week? I'd like to see maybe by to tomorrow night, he start getting around town a little bit. There's something going on down there at Liberty Baptist. Hey, God's a moving down there. But listen, until we get to doing what we should be doing, God's not. They sang that song about God being faithful. If we would just be about that much faithful to Him, that much, the way He's faithful to us, it's amazing what we see God do in our service. Hey. It's time we testify. Amen. I'm done, Brooke. Yeah.